The forecast today in the Quad Cities in Dubuque is partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR, I'm Rachel Duckett. People who live in Rock Island and Milan now have free online access to many more newspapers. The Rock Island Public Library has expanded its newspaper collection by adding a service called Newsbank. Karakai Kendall, Adult Services Director, says before, people had to visit one of Rock Island's libraries to access newspapers. But the new service greatly expands access to more than 2,500 newspapers, plus local and national television news.
The Galesburg Register Mail, the Peoria Journal Star, other papers, physical papers that we used to subscribe to that we don't anymore just because the cost didn't really, people weren't really reading them anymore. But now that we're able to give people access to them on their computer for the same price is great.
Kai Kendall says Newsbank features even more access to the Dispatch Argus collection.
Every day, the company Newsbank gets the copy of the Dispatch Argus, and they scan it. They take an image of the paper. So people can actually read the full paper on the internet with your library card, which is great. It's actually pictures of each page that you can flip through online. You can actually use it on your phone or other devices as well, which is handy.
Text of articles from the Quad City Times is included, but not a scanned version of the paper. To access the collections, patrons must have a Rock Island Library card and an internet connection. And anyone using the library's internet or Wi-Fi connection may also access them. A new health foundation backed by Genesis Health System plans to give out up to $4 million in grants to local organizations over the next 2 years. The Better Health Foundation will fund nonprofits in the Greater Quad Cities region. It was seeded by Genesis before the healthcare system merged with Mercy One last March. Missy Gowie led the charitable foundations at Genesis before becoming the CEO of the Better Health Foundation. She says the foundation won't give out grants to Genesis competitors.
Because we are carrying forward a legacy of Genesis Health System, we do respect it, and we are going to be very sensitive to applications that would come to us that in any way, if you did the bunny trail and the bunny trail went back to, would Genesis deem this as them being in a competitive situation.
The first round of grants will go to nonprofits that help people with mental health, obesity, diabetes, and maternal health. Gowie says the foundation will fund non-clinical work.
We're going to educate people about available resources to them, give them the tools to access the care they need so they can take control of their health. And we're looking for solutions that also address social determinants of health, conditions that affect a person's health and their well-being and their quality of life. And just a quick example of that would be people who have no access to nutritious foods.
The Better Health Foundation will start accepting letters of inquiry for the first grant cycle on its website this Sunday. A state committee that's been evaluating the number of boards and commissions in Iowa is sending its final recommendations to lawmakers. In the final report earlier this week, the Boards and Commissions Review Committee suggested ending or merging 111 of the state's 256 boards and commissions. Five boards originally slated for elimination may stay in place now. That includes the Iowa Coalition on Volunteer Service. Some commenters warned ending the coalition might have caused the state to lose AmeriCorps funding. Scientists at Peoria's Ag Lab are cooking up an unlikely mosquito killer, mustard. Seed meal is a byproduct of the process used to create the yellow condiment. Dr. Will Hay is a plant physiologist with the Agricultural Research Service. He says Garden Crest seed meal is particularly lethal to mosquitoes.
It is a food product as well as a number of the mustards. So it's really an interesting technology for dealing with mosquitoes.
Hay says the bio-based insecticide works by activating mustard's natural plant defenses to kill mosquito larvae, which thrive in stagnant water. Garden Crest is the most effective of the four mustard types tested. 95% of mosquito larvae died within 24 hours after exposed to the Garden Crest seed meal. Hay says the mustard solution is also safe for humans. For WVIK, I'm Rachel Duckett.